Okay, so we'll start Parshas Balosa. Before Shavuos, we spoke a little bit about one of the prerequisites to learn Torah is anava, humility. Okay, we spoke about Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said he had a machlokus with his colleagues, and he said if I'm right, let the channel of water prove I'm right, and the channel of water, Gemara and Mentesim of Metzia, was going one direction, but it went the other direction. And the Vilna Gaon explains that he was trying to show them that he's right because he achieved Mu'anava. And one of the conditions to perceive truth in Torah is Anava. Okay? And the Gemara in Taina says that a water always goes to the lowest point. You pour water down, it always goes to the lowest point. And that's why Torah is Nim Shalamayim. Ma mayim manichim l'makam gavoa v'holchum l'makam namuch. After the Torah, always go to the lowest point. So when we explained it on a psychological level, that if you have arrogance, you're not going to achieve greatness in Torah for a few reasons. First of all, you won't admit your mistakes. That's a very basic reason. Another reason is you won't ask other people. You won't ask other people for if you're stuck on something. It's not beneath your dignity to ask somebody lower than you in Torah. And then there's also a Rashi in Masechet Kedushin on Daf Mem Tes that says anius of Torah, poverty in Torah, is gasas aruch. And Rashi over there explains because somebody who's has a certain arrogance to him, he has a big ego. He's not going to review his learning properly. He's going to say, yeah, I got it, I know it. He's not going to take the effort. So on a physical, on a psychological, al derech hamusar, you have to have some form of anava in order to achieve greatness in Torah. Now, the truth is, the three things I just told you is not limited to Torah. You can achieve any greatness in most areas of study if you have a certain arrogance. I want to say something a little bit deeper, which more relates to Torah, ruchnias. Okay, in order to do that, let's look at the end of the parasha. End of the parsha speaks about Miriam spoke lashon hara about her brother. Vatadaber Miriam v'arm b'Moshe al odas isha kushas asher lakach ki isha kushas lakach. Okay, Rashi says the isha kushas is tzipora. Kushas, Rashi says gematri yifas mara. She's very beautiful. They call her kushas. The Gemara in Maor Katan says that a few times in Tanakh when it uses the word kushi, it's more of an expression. The Gemara says that Shaul HaMelech was called Kushi Ben Yamini, the Kushi from Binyamin. The Gemara says, why is he called Kushi? His name was Shaul. And the Gemara says the same thing, that he was Meshune B'maizav. Ma Kushi Zeh, someone who was a Kushi has different color skin. So also Shaul HaMelech was different in his behavior. He was such a big tzaddik. And the same thing it says about Miriam over there. Kushis, again, is an expression in the Torah that when you look different than everybody else, they behave different. They had a great character, the Isha Kushis. Okay, what did they say about the Isha Kushis? V'yemu harakach v'moshe diba. Why did Hashem only speaks to Moshe? Hashem speaks to us too. We're also Nevi'im. Gambonu diba Hashem. V'yishma Moshe, Moshe heard. Okay, Rashi explains, we'll see in the Rambam in a minute too, that what was the Lashon Hara? In the Parsha right before the story, the episode of Lashon Hara, it says Moshe Rabbeinu gathered 70 Zakenim Mizikni Yisrael, the story of Eldad Umedad. And Tzipora said, I feel bad for their husbands, because my husband, when he started speaking to Hashem, he had to be Parish. So it's sad for them, it's sad for these wives, that they're going to have to be Parish from their spouses. Okay, that's what she said. Okay, so that's the connection over here. So Miriam found out that Moshe Rabbeinu was Parish Meishtai, he separated from his wife. So they said, why are you separating from your spouse? We're in a Nevi'im, we didn't have to separate from our respective spouses. Why did you have to separate from Tzipora? That was the criticism of Moshe. And right away it says, V'ha'ish Moshe anu mi'ad mikol adam ashar p'nei adama. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a very big anav. Okay, what's this pasuk doing here? Very nice, he's an anav. What's this pasuk doing here? So Pashup Shad is, if you take a look at the Yonis and Ben Uziel, it says, V'gavra Moshe, the man Moshe, in this son b'dayte l'chadeh, is very humble. Min kol b'nei nashe d'apei ara, more humble than anyone else on the earth. He didn't even care what they said. So this sounds very much like the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Tezayin Halacha Tes. Rambam says over there, it's a beautiful Rambam. If you have time over Shabbos, you should take a look at it. Rambam is at the end of Hilchos Tumas Saras. The Rambam's discussing what Lashon Hara is, how bad it is. So it says over there, there's a mitzvah asay to remember what happened to Miriam. The mitzvah asay to, when you hear Laning this week's parsha, say, L'shem Yichu Kutcher Brichu, I want to do the mitzvah, Zachar Eis Asher As Hashem L'kech L'Miriam Baderek. Hizboinenu Ma'eir L'Miriam Hanaviyah. Contemplate what happened to Miriam Hanaviyah. Shedibra Ba'achel, Shehoyse G'dol Mene B'shana. First of all, it was an older sister. Moshe Rabbeinu looked up to her. The kid, the Gidlasi Abechal, she raised Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sichna Be'atzma Atzim Le'yam, she was the one that put her life on the line when Moshe Rabbeinu was a baby, 80 years earlier. V'hi Lo Dibra Be'gunusai. And she didn't even speak, what is she didn't speak so bad, what did she say? Ela Tuasa She'ishvasi L'shar Nevim. She made an error that Moshe's Nevuah is like her Nevuah. So Rambam says the error was, similar to Rashi, the error was that she compared Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah to her Nevuah. Now, the Rambam adds, V'hulo hikpira kol adroma eila, shenemar ve'ish moisha anu miyoy. The Rambam is saying, a chiddush in halacha, that you're not going to speak lashon hara about somebody, even if the person's not makbid. Right? And then the Rambam says, V'afo b'kei mi'anen shavitzaras, kavachayim levnei adam harishom atipshim, shemar ben ledar b'gidayos in the flies. Okay, so now we have a pashup shot. V'ish moisha anu miyoy, mikol anu mishra p'nei adama. The Torah is being mechadish over that she's going to get punished for lashon hara. Even though he was humble and didn't care what she said. That's the simple meaning. I want to offer another pshat based on Rambam's as well. It goes like this. The Lashon Hara, according to this, was she compared Moshe to other Nevi'im. Okay, now this is actually one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that we believe in. Our 13 principles of faith. We have to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is Av Nevi'im, is the greatest Nevi'im. We sing it in Yigdal. Lo kam bi Yisrael kamosha od. Navi umabit es tumorosai. So Moshe, you have to believe. The song Yigdal is the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Torah. You have to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi. Rabbi Chana Wasserman Agaborcha says, so if Miriam criticized Moshe, does that mean she was a kofer? She didn't believe in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The answer is that it became canonized right here that this is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Before this episode, you're not a kofer if you didn't believe in that. Here's where the Torah canonized it. It becomes one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim after this parasha. Okay, now, the Rambam in a couple places, the Rambam's in Yisodiyat Torah, and the Rambam's in the Hakdamah Tever Chelek, the Rambam actually enumerates all the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and all of the Nevi'im's Nevuah. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu can say a prophecy anytime he wants. We learned that from actually earlier in this week's Parsha by Pesach Sheni. And other Nevuahs, other differences are, other Nevi'im, they become totally totally out of commission. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say Nevuah, speaking to Hashem, panam apamim, peh apeh adabarbay. Most of these differences are right over here, which is very, very, the flow of the Chumash is very beautiful. They according to Rambam, the Lashon Hara was, they said Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is no different than our Nevuah, and Hashem then said, Vayom Hashem pisam el Moshe Rabbeinu v'miriam, go out of the camp. Here is where Hashem establishes the primacy of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Because their criticism of Moshe Rabbeinu was, he's a Navi like us, so why was he Parsh Mishlei? And Hashem said, no, he's a different type of Navi. So the flow of the Chumash is very beautiful. Now, one of the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and everyone else's Nevuah is the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Aspaklaria HaMe'ira, and all other Nevi'im saw Hashem through Aspaklaria She'en HaMe'ira. The Rambam in Perichelik explains what this means. Okay, what does it mean, Aspaklaria? The word Aspaklaria means a lens. All other Nevi'im saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a lens that was a little out of focus. And Moshe Rabbeinu through Hashem through a lens that was completely in focus. What does this mean? What's this muscle? You see Hashem through a lens, the lens is not so clear. What's going on? So the Rambam in his Hakdamah to Avos, it's called Shemayna Prakim, explains what this means. Okay, I want to read it to you. He says, Pasach lonu pisra shomachen, I'm going to open up the eye of a needle. L'havin inyan asparklaria. So basically, he says the following. in order to hear the word of Hashem, you have to polish your personality, your midos, your intelligence, your seichel, to such a degree that there's no disconnect between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time we do averus, every time we have a bad midah, that becomes a barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These Nevi'im throughout Tanakh were literally almost perfect individuals. Literally perfect. They polished their personality, their midos tovers, their intelligence so perfect that they were able to hear the Hashem. They didn't have those barriers of bad midos. They were crystalline in the midos. Then the Rambam goes through Tanakh showing, but even though each one of these Nevi'im were so perfect, but they each had a small little blemish in a character, in a character trait. He said this one had a little bit of pachad, this one had a little bit of taiva, this one had a little bit of kas. So even though these Nevi'im were unbelievably high Bali Madrega, but they still had a small imperfection, and they didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a clear lens. The only one that perfected himself totally perfected his personality, his midos, his seichel, was Moshe Rabbeinu. So there were no divisions between him and Hashem. He totally negated his ego to such a degree that he was able to hear totally the Dvar Hashem. There was no separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. The only thing that separated him was that he had a physical mind. That was it. That's why he had to see through a lens. But other than that, it was a complete clear lens. So if that's going to be the case, we have a beautiful nukshad in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is trying to say the primacy of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah above all other Nevi'im. And Chazal termed that as Aspaklaria Me'ira versus Aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira. What is the most shorish of all midos? What is the most basic root of all character traits? Anava versus Gaiva. That's what the Sefer Aruch HaTzaddikim says. He says he's starting a Sefer with Anava because it is the shorish of all the midos. So when you want to talk about Moshe's primacy in Nevuah, what do we have to first discuss? Va'ish Moshe Anav Mi'oid Mikol Adam. He totally negated his ego. When you totally negate your ego, that's how you perfect yourself perfectly, that you can see Hashem through Aspak Lari Yamira. That's why over here, when we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's level in Nevuah, the Torah introduces it through Va'ish Moshe Anav Mi'oid Mikol Adam Hashem Pnei Adama. And just coming back full circle, when we learn Torah, so besides the psychological reasons that if you're a Baal Gaiva, you're not going to ask people, you're not going to admit you're wrong, you're not going to review your learning, but now there's also a Ruchnius reason. The more Gaiva we have, the more Mechitzis we have between us and the Dvar Hashem. And we'll have a good Shabbos.